Today, this morning's message is brought to us by Pastor David, titled A Sign from Heaven. We turn the time over to him.
As we come before the Lord, let us ask him to prepare our hearts to hear from him. Let's pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, once again, we come before you, needy and helpless. Lord, may your Spirit attend to us now, that we may hear and understand. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we come across many obstacles for us coming to faith in Christ. Many would say that they would actually believe in Christ if they actually were able to meet Christ. And some would say, I would believe in Christ if he performed some miracle before me. If Jesus healed me from a disease,
or
helped me pass a test in school, maybe avoid getting a traffic ticket when I was caught speeding. They have all sorts of if I would believe if. And so as we look at this passage of Mark today, we face a similar situation. Now Jesus has left the Decapolis. And he was going across the Sea of Galilee. And he goes to this district called Dalmanutha. Now, we're not sure where this is. It's not very good records to identify the location. But we know that it must be part of Israel or maybe close to. Because we see that the Pharisees come right away to meet Jesus. So they come and now we find them telling us that they're arguing with Jesus. After arguing with Jesus, they ask Jesus to give them a sign from heaven. They're asking Jesus to show what authority he has to claim what he's doing is from God.
And
now on the surface, it looks like a reasonable request. Just like people would say, I would believe if. So they're asking Jesus, we would believe you if. Were they really asking Jesus for a sign to help them believe in him? If that was the case, there was some hint that they might believe. We would not see that it tells us that Jesus sighed deeply in his spirit. Now, Jesus sighing only happens twice in the Bible. It only happens twice in Mark. Previously in Mark chapter 7. And now here again in Mark chapter
8.
And it also tells us that Jesus only wept twice in the Bible.
聖經亦都話俾我哋聽，耶穌哭了兩次。
He wept first in Luke chapter 19.
第一就係喺路加福音十八章。
And in John chapter 11.
同埋喺約翰福音十一章。
And his sigh shows us how deeply it affected Jesus by the willful stubbornness of the Pharisees.
佢呢個嘅嘆息就係。讓我們看到法利賽人的頑固的抵抗神是令到耶穌是多麼的傷心。
Whenever Jesus sighed and wept, it was because of the hardness of man's unwilling heart to believe.
通常耶穌嘆息和哭都是因為人頑固的心，他們是不要去相信。
And it was something that caused him great pain and anguish.
是讓到他有很大的傷痛。
And so Jesus receives this request of the Pharisees with a deep and great sadness.
咁耶穌就面對法利賽人呢啲咁嘅要求，就係好深深嘅嘆息、傷痛。
He ached in his heart because of the supposed teachers of the law, the Pharisees, were so blinded in their obstinate resistance to God.
佢就係好傷心，因為呢啲應該係教師應嘅人。他们是这样来去抵挡神。
And we see the hardness of the Pharisees' hearts easily to see.
我们看到法利赛人的顽梗的心是很容易看到的。
They have been willfully hardening their hearts, refusing to the lordship of Jesus Christ in their lives.
他们就是故意的去抵挡耶稣在他们生命里面的工作。
You know, sometimes we need to identify ourselves in that position.
有時我哋都要睇下自己喺嗰個環境裏邊。
Now, sometimes the hardness of our hearts and our unwillingness to believe is a subtle thing in our lives.
有時我哋嘅內心嘅環境，我哋唔相信係好隱蔽嘅。
And we don't realize how much it pains the Lord.
我哋唔係好清楚知道令到主係幾咁傷痛。
When we actually resist the will of God in our lives.
當我哋係要阻止神喺我哋心。在我们的生命里面的旨意的时候。
And yes, the will of God will always prevail.
但是神的旨意是一定会成就。
And he will always accomplish what he has planned in life.
他一定会成就他所计划的事。
But that doesn't take away the deep sigh that Jesus felt in his spirit.
但是不等于他就在他的灵里面没有深深的叹息。
The same sigh that when unbelievers try willfully to block the way of God and follow after their own desires.
同樣嘅，當唔信嘅人，佢哋係刻意嘅去阻止神嘅旨意，係淨係尋求自己嘅心意嘅時候。
In some sense, how we live our lives become an obstacle to others coming to know Jesus Christ.
有時我哋點樣過我哋生活，係成為咗人哋信主嘅一個絆腳石。
You know, when we as believers act with indifference or apathy to the will of God in our lives.
當我哋對神嘅計劃在我們心裏面是漠不關心的時候。
When we do things that really do not give a good witness to Christ in our lives.
我們所做的是沒有為基督做美好的見證。
You know, Jesus came and endured the pain and the suffering of the cross.
耶穌來到忍受這個十字架的痛苦。
To actually enable us to do the will of God.
是令我们可以去行神的旨意。
And so when we try to resist the grace of Christ in our lives,
但是当我们去抵挡基督的恩典在我们生命里面的时候，
when we willingly give in to temptation and sin,
我们自愿的去放弃去面对这些试探，
when we're not trying to seek the will of God in our lives,
我们当我们没有去寻求神在我们生命里面的旨意的时候，
and we put our own desires above His,
或者將我哋嘅願望擺喺佢嘅旨意之上。
When that happens,
當咁樣情況發生嘅時候，
Do you hear the deep sigh in the spirit of Christ?
你有冇聽到基督嘅深深嘅嘆息咧？
Is that something that you feel in your spirit?
你有冇喺你嘅靈裏邊有冇感受到咧？
See, Jesus came from His throne in heaven.
耶穌從天上嘅寶座嚟到。
Now, as a person in the flesh.
是道成肉身，
to enter into this everlasting covenant with those who would believe in him.
同相信他的人立一个永约。
Now he took on flesh not just to bear the penalty of our sins.
祂道成肉身不单只是要背负我们的罪的惩罚。
But he did so to endure the suffering that was brought about by sin in this world.
亦都是要忍受因为罪在这个世界的缘故所带来的苦难。
That's brought about by our sins.
是因为我们的罪所带来的。
Jesus went through all the temptations that we face and even greater.
耶稣面对我们所面对的所有的试探甚至更大。
He basically faced all the ravages of sin in creation.
他都是要承受所有在创被造物里面的一切的罪。
In John 14, Jesus said,
在约翰福音十四章耶稣这样说，
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
约翰福音十四章耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus came personally to show us the way.
耶稣来到是让我们看到他是的道路。
Much more than that.
更多的就是
He came to make us the way by the cross.
他就是藉着十字架让我们有一条道路。
So do we grasp the great pain it causes Christ when we deliberately and stubbornly seek after our own will?
我们有没有抓紧这个情况，知道当我们只是寻求自己的愿望的时候，我们令到基督是几咁的伤心。
We are not to make the Lord our Savior into an impersonal God.
我们不可以将我们的主，我们的救主成为一个跟个人没有关系的神。
How do we make Christ impersonal?
我们怎样令到他成为是没有跟人没有关系呢？
You know, this God who left his throne above to come be with us.
这个离开天上的宝座来到跟我们一起的。
He's a God that cares and he looks after his people.
他是关心他的子民。
And he came to give us an everlasting love.
他给我们一个永恒的爱。
And so we're not to therefore make the breaking of his body and the shedding of his blood poured out for the forgiveness of our sins.
我们是不是将他身体的破碎流出的宝血是为了我们的罪？
That is not to be an event that happened in the past.
是不是当成一件是过去发生的事呢？
It is something that is to be treasured by us today.
我们今天 要很珍惜这件事。
That, you know, because we realize that it is the sins, our sins, that nailed Jesus to that cross.
是因为我们的罪令到耶稣要上个十字架。
You know, the sins that we still commit each day.
每一天都继续犯的罪。
Sins that should actually cause us to fly to the cross and to take hold and embrace Christ.
这些罪是应该令到我们要去飞奔到耶稣那里，是抓紧他的恩典。
Now the Pharisees were asking for a sign not because they were seeking to put their faith in Christ.
法利赛人他们要求这个显神迹，不是因为他们想真的信靠耶稣。
They were seeking a way to win that argument they were having with Jesus earlier.
他们是要寻求一个去赢那个他跟耶稣争论的事。
They were hoping to somehow gain advantage to discredit Jesus.
他们希望可以去质疑耶稣。
In Deuteronomy chapter 6 it says,
申命记六章这样说，
You shall not put the Lord your God to the test as you test him in Massah.
你们不可试探耶和华你们的神，像你们在马撒那样试探他。
Do not put the Lord your God to the test.
不可以去试探神。
Now this is a lesson that the Pharisees did not learn.
法利赛人没学这个功课。
They tried to test Jesus time and time again.
他们一次又一次的要去试探耶稣。
And Christian, we need not test Christ.
我们基督徒，我们不要去试探基督。
Because we have already experienced firsthand for ourselves, the proof that all the proof that we need.
因为我们自己已经亲身的经历了我们所需要的一切的证明。
Christian, you know that God loves you.
基督徒，你知道神爱你。
Because Christ has already died to show you and prove that you that love.
因为耶稣已经死了，证明给你看他爱你。
And so we need to learn the lesson that the Pharisees did not.
所以我哋要学法利赛人学唔到嘅功课。
Not to try to test the Lord.
唔好去试探主。
Because when we try to do that, you'll find that we will fail God's test for us.
因为我哋如果咁样做嘅时候，我哋就会喺神考验我哋嘅时候失败。
Jesus did not give a sign to the Pharisees.
耶稣冇将呢个神迹显俾法利赛人睇。
He had already shown them time and time again.
他已经很多次的屡次的显示。
By all the miracles he has performed.
他已经行过很多次的神迹。
And the Pharisees have heard, and they even have seen personally what Jesus has done.
法利赛人都听到，或者甚至是看到耶稣所做的。
And yet they did not believe.
但是他们都是不相信。
In other words, Jesus is saying, no amount of sign from heaven would ever bring them to believe in him.
耶稣的意思就是说，没有任何一个几多的从天上来的神迹才可以说服他们相信。
Because here was God himself in the person of Jesus Christ.
因为神他自己在耶稣基督。
He was standing right before them.
站在他面前。
And he was doing all these miracles.
做这么多的神迹。
And still, they would not see and not believe.
但是他们仍然是看不见，不相信。
The Pharisees had set their hardened hearts already.
法利赛人已经是定义。
And they discounted anything that Jesus did.
在他们心里面将耶稣所做的一切全部打折扣。
Anything that went against their way of thinking.
全部是跟他们所想的相反的。
And they would not realize the error of their ways.
他们都不看到自己的错误。
They did not do so until the very day of their death.
他们直到离世都没有看到这一点。
Then they would know the errors of their ways.
他们都不知道他们自己的错误。
It is the grace of God.
是因为神的恩典。
In our real and trusting relationship with Christ.
在我们的真正相信依靠基督的关系上。
That keeps us from having the same ends of the Pharisees.
帮助我们不会有法利赛人这样的结局。
So what is that hardness of your, in the areas of your heart?
咁喺你嘅心里边有边啲系顽梗嘅
？That hardness keeps you in apathy to the will of God.
呢啲嘅顽梗令到你对神嘅旨意漠不关心咧。
Jesus leaves the Pharisees in their blindness.
耶稣任凭法利赛人喺佢哋嘅盲目里边。
And he travels across the Sea of Galilee.
佢就往海嘅另一边去啦。
Let's be careful.
我哋要小心。
Not to let those the areas of our hearts affect our minds.
唔好让我哋心里边嘅嗰啲嘅环境影响我哋嘅思想。
Jesus leaves the Pharisees.
耶稣系任凭法利赛人。
Let us be grateful that Jesus has not left us.
耶稣离开咗法利赛人，我哋要感谢神，佢冇离开我哋。
So we see that Jesus and his disciples depart on a boat.
我们看到耶稣和门徒离开了在船上。
You know, probably was a welcome relief to get away from the harassment of the Pharisees.
可能他们都很开心可以离开法利赛人的困扰。
You know, even though it was probably very stressful,
可能是他们要面对很大的压力。
To dealing with the Pharisees and the opposition,
要面对法利赛人和对抗。
And the great crowds of people,
同埋一大群嘅人跟住佢哋。
And we see this trip begins with a no problem.
但系我哋睇到呢一个嘅行程，亦都系从一个有一个问题开始。
We know there's at least 12 of them, and Jesus, that means 13 of them.
咁我哋知道佢有十二个门徒，加埋耶稣，可能十三个人。
And guess what?
咁你估下有咩发生
？They had one loaf of bread among them.
系得一个饼。
Just one.
净系一个饼。
They therefore, it seems like to us probably seems like an insignificant problem.
咁对于我哋嚟讲，可能睇到呢个系一个好微小嘅问题。
But it presents to these disciples a major problem.
但系对呢啲门徒嚟讲咧，好似系一个大问题。
Now, I know it's easy for us to say in our situation.
咁喺我哋嘅情况里边咧，我哋好容易咁样讲。
Why are they making such a big deal about having only one loaf of bread?
佢得一個餅有咩咁大件事咧
？Now, in our case, we probably don't lack those physical resources.
咁喺我哋而家嘅情況，可能我哋都唔會缺少呢啲物質嘅資源。
We don't have enough to eat. Guess what we do? Go outside and buy something.
如果我哋唔夠食咧，點咧？咪出去買咯。
You know, but sometimes there are things missing in our lives.
但係有時我哋生命裏邊都有啲缺乏。
You know, sometimes we're missing in our relationships with one another.
或者我哋係喺同人哋嘅關係上有缺乏。
Might be in our emotions.
或者係我哋嘅感情。
Then we might feel that we feel depressed.
或者我哋覺得係憂鬱。
There's something that burdens our hearts.
係令我哋嘅心沉重。
Maybe we are missing something in our spiritual lives.
或者我哋喺屬靈嘅生命上邊有缺乏。
We find that we're somehow in a dry spell in our spiritual lives.
我哋覺得我哋嘅聖靈力，我哋嘅靈好乾渴。
But there's something missing that we find within ourselves.
我哋覺得我哋裏邊有一啲嘅缺乏。
You know, we see the disciples with this lack of bread.
我哋就睇到門徒喺呢度就缺餅。
But we also see that Jesus uses this lack that they experience as an opportunity to help them.
但係我哋睇到耶穌係用佢哋呢個缺乏呢一個嘅機會去幫助佢哋。
So the wisdom of Christ now ties together and brings all these events that happened in their lives up to now.
咁基督嘅智慧咧，就將佢哋最近發生嘅所有嘅事咧，就連結埋一齊，同佢哋講。
He brings to memory. What happened with the feeding of the 4,000?
让他们想起喂养四千人的时候怎样。
And then also, we see their encounter just now with the Pharisees.
同埋佢哋而家面对啱啱同啲法利赛人讲嘅嘢。
And now with their lack of bread.
而家佢哋又缺乏啲饼。
Again, it seems to be a very clear connection to us.
对我嚟讲，好似系好清楚嘅关系。
John 14 it says.
约翰福音十四章咁样讲。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you.
但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
See our ability to see as we read this passage.
咁我哋睇完經文咧，我哋就知道。
The obvious connection that Jesus is bringing about。
我哋睇到好清楚耶穌帶嚟嘅呢啲嘅事件嘅關聯。
Even this simple ability to see。
就算我哋能夠睇到。
Is the work the Holy Spirit illuminating our minds？
就係因為聖靈嘅開啟我哋嘅眼光，照我哋嘅心。
That the Holy Spirit is shedding light, to drive out the darkness of our natural minds。
聖靈就係光照我哋。人性的黑暗的心。
And so Jesus uses common thread of bread now.
所以耶稣就用这个普通的这个关饼这件事。
And warns them about the leaven of the Pharisees and of Herod.
就警告他们关于法利赛人和希律的效。
The leaven that brings about this unbelief in the Pharisees and in Herod.
这些的效就是令到法利赛人不相信。
I don't know if anyone bakes here.
我唔知有冇人中意焗嘢。
When you bake bread,
当你整饼整包嘅时候
，unless you want a flat bread,
除非你想冇发嘅包
，you put some yeast in.
你就会摆啲酵咯，酵落去。
That's basically what leaven is.
呢个就系酵。
And a little leaven, therefore, doesn't take much, and you see your bread rise.
少少酵咧就可以整到成嚿面粉发起啦。
And he warns them, therefore, about this.
耶稣就警告他们关于这件事。
How a little leaven, therefore, affects the whole lump of dough.
小小的酵呢都会影响整个面粉。
So the selfish desires of the Pharisees and the Herod to rule their own lives is like that leaven.
希律和法利赛人的自私的欲望呢就是想要去控制自己嘅生命咧，就好似少少啲酵咁樣，就會整到佢哋影響佢哋整個生命。
And blinds them into unbelief，
令到佢哋睇唔到，令到佢哋唔相信。
Into their hardness of heart，
令到佢哋心頑梗。
And causes them to live in hypocrisy，
令到佢哋過一個假冒為善嘅生活。
Thinking that they were actually serving God，
以為佢哋喺度服侍神。
While they were only really serving their own ambitions，
其實佢只不過係服侍緊自己嘅野心。
Pharisees,
法利赛人,
the religious leaders,
这些宗教的领袖,
the religious leaders are not immune to the effects of leaven in their lives.
宗教的领袖都不可以在他们生命里面的酵里面得到免疫.
It's a warning to us.
對我哋亦都係一個警告。
That all need to be cautious of the effects of leaven in our hearts.
所有人都要小心呢啲酵喺我哋心裏邊嘅影響。
In Romans chapter 14, it says.
羅馬書十四章咁樣。
Why do you pass judgment on your brother, or you? Why do you despise your brother? For we all stand before the judgment seat of God.
你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢？又为什么轻看弟兄呢？因我们都要站在神的台前。
You know, each and every person will stand before Christ.
我们每一个人都要站在基督面前。
And we will give an account of our lives.
都要为自己的生命负责。
And so beware of the leaven in our lives.
所以要小心在我们生命里面的酵。
The leaven.
这些酵。
You know, I just think I need this.
这些酵就是或者我认为我需要这些
东西。I think I need is actually I want.
这些我认为我需要其实呢就是我想要。
You know, I want a comfortable life.
我想要一个舒适的生活。
I want good health.
我想要有健康的身体。
I want a reasonable job.
我想要一个合理的工作。
I want good relationships.
我想要一个好的关系。
You can fill this list.
你可以填满这个清单。
We all have different wants.
因为我们每个人都有不同的想。
And surprisingly enough, these desires, these wants, usually begin as good things.
咁就是很多这些想要的东西，通常都是好的。
There's nothing wrong with wanting good health.
你想要好健，你想要健康，冇咩唔妥。
Nothing wrong with wanting a comfortable life.
你想要一个舒适嘅生活，亦都冇咩唔妥。
However, when these wants become the center and focus of our lives,
但系如果呢啲嘅想要成为我哋生活嘅中心嘅时候
，it is that leaven that will rise up and affect all of our lives.
呢啲就系呢个酵会。发起来影响我们整个的生命。
We just sang the song "Seek ye first the kingdom of God."
我们刚才刚刚唱过，要先求他的国和他的义。
Matthew 6.
马太福音第六章。
But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
You know, be aware, be careful with the leaven that of your good desires.
要小心你嘅好嘅渴望、愿望嘅呢啲嘅酵。
It can easily infect all of you.
系好容易会影响你整个人。
Your entire spirit.
你整个嘅灵。
Now these don't have to be very big desires.
呢啲唔需要系一个好大嘅渴望。
But they grow and grow.
佢哋会继续嘅喺度成长。
And it can easily push out the kingdom of God in your life.
就好容易将神的国度已经在你的生命里面除去。
And so we need to constantly be asking ourselves.
我们要不断的时常的问自己。
How am I seeking the kingdom of God in my life?
我是怎样寻求神的国在我的生命里面。
You need to set your mind upon things above.
你要将你的思想是思想上面的事。
To seek the kingdom of God.
要寻求神的国。
You know, the disciples hear what Jesus has said.
咁呢度嘅门徒
，You know, they have been with him through all the miracles.
佢已经系同耶稣一齐经历咗咁多嘅神迹。
And they hear now this warning of Jesus.
佢哋而家又听到耶稣嘅警告。
Now it addresses their concern for having only one loaf of bread.
咁佢哋仲系谂住净系得一个饼。
And so we see now, right after Jesus speaks with them.
咁我哋而家睇到耶稣同佢讲完之后咧
，They continue to talk about the lack of bread.
佢仲喺度继续讲冇饼。
It's amazing how the very words of God just sort of falls on deaf ears.
咁我哋就好奇怪，听到神嘅话，佢哋听到就系充耳不闻。
How does the word of God fall on your ears?
咁神嘅话喺你嘅耳朵里边又系点样咧？
And so they continue their discussion.
咁佢哋就继续佢哋嘅讨论。
And once again, nothing escapes the notice of Jesus.
咁我哋再一次睇到冇一样嘢可以逃避耶稣嘅注意力嘅。
He immediately interrupts their discussion.
佢即刻就打断佢哋嘅讨论。
and he confronts the thoughts of their heart.
就同佢哋面對佢哋心裏邊嘅思想。
He confronts the thoughts, their mind.
仲係面對佢哋嘅思想。
So he asks the question, "Do you not understand nor perceive?"
你們還不醒悟，還不明白麼？
And then he addresses their heart.
淨係講到佢哋嘅心。
Are your hearts hardened?
你心還是如還麼？
They have heard with their ears.
佢哋耳朵聽到。
From the very mouth of Jesus.
喺耶穌嘅親口講出嚟。
They have experienced all that Jesus has done before them and with them.
佢哋都睇到耶穌喺佢哋面前所行嘅一切。
Is it that not that they did not remember?
係咪佢哋唔記得咧？
Did they not remember what just has happened?
佢哋係咪唔記得咗啱啱發生嘅事咧？
Or was there something more basic at work in their lives?
或者係有啲嘅更加根本嘅問題咧？
Now the memories of the disciples were not at fault.
門徒嘅記憶力係冇錯冇問題嘅。
They did remember.
佢哋係記得。
They answered Jesus' question about what happened with the 5,000 and the 4,000.
咁佢哋都回答耶穌嘅問題，五千人同四千人嘅問題。
But they did not grasp the significance of what happened.
但係佢哋冇把握到呢度嘅意義。
You know, maybe because what happened around these disciples were not really directed at them, but to the crowds.
或者呢啲發生嘅事情，可能門徒覺得唔係直接喺佢哋身上，而係喺眾人嘅身上發生。
It's easy to understand.
咁係好容易明白。
You know, so when you were, as a Christian, you were saved by the grace of God.
咁你係基督徒，你係藉因神嘅恩典得救。
Spend a moment and recall what happened.
咁你諗下，你當時係點樣
？Now, were you a somehow just a observer around you?
咁你係咪只係一個旁觀者咧？
Were you just therefore an instrument, a participant in something that happened around you?
咁或者你係咪好似一個機械式嘅咁參與喺你所發生嘅事情上
邊咧？ When you came to know Jesus Christ,
當你認識耶穌基督嘅時候
，Did He call you by name?
佢係咪呼召你，藉住你個名呼召你咧
？Did He say to you, "Your sins are forgiven," or just the sins of the world?
佢係咪話俾你聽你嘅罪得赦免，定係話所世界嘅罪得赦免咧
？Did He clothe you with His righteousness?
佢有冇為你穿上佢嘅公義咧
？Or did He say to you, "Just keep on trying to live a good life"?
或者佢同你講，你繼續過一個好好嘅生活啦。
Did He adopt you as His child?
佢有冇接納你成為佢嘅兒女咧
？Or did He leave you therefore on your own?
或者係繼續嘅讓你自己搞掂咧
？Now have the cares and troubles of this world.
呢個世界嘅煩惱問題。
To lose sight.Of Christ and the joy of His salvation to you.
有冇令你失去咗耶穌對耶穌嘅得救嘅喜樂咧
？See the disciples were preoccupied with their one loaf.
呢啲門徒就係成日諗住嗰一個餅。
It caused them so much anguish that they lost sight of Jesus.
令到佢哋係咁苦悶，都睇唔到耶穌。
They lost sight of the one who fed 5,000.
佢哋睇唔到嗰個已經喂養咗五千人。
The one that fed 4,000.
嗰位喂養咗四千人。
That all the people were satisfied.
所有人都食飽。
And they were able to collect 12 baskets and 7 baskets of bread.
佢哋仲可以收埋啲零碎12筐同埋7筐。
Yes, the disciples only had one loaf of bread.
冇錯，門徒只有一個餅。
Much too little.
好少。
But it showed them the lack of spiritual understanding.
但係就睇到佢哋缺乏屬靈嘅悟性，
同埋
佢哋心裏邊嘅愚頑。
It did not take much to uncover their little faith.
唔係需要好多嘢就可以發現佢哋嘅信心嘅微小。
How little they actually had faith in Jesus Christ.
佢哋對耶穌嘅信心係幾咁細。
What are the little things in your life?
咁喺你嘅生命裏邊又有啲乜嘢嘅小事？
That will expose the lack of your faith in Christ.
令到你可以暴露咗你喺基督裏邊嘅缺乏信心。
See, Jesus tells us in John chapter 6.
耶穌喺約翰福音第六章話俾我哋聽。
I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst.
耶穌說：我就是生命的糧，到我這裏來的必定不餓，但信我的必永遠不渴。
Jesus is pointing out the spiritual truth
耶稣就系指出呢一个属灵嘅真理。
Of his fulfillment of the grace of God，
就系佢成就咗神嘅恩典。
Jesus being the bread of life，
耶稣就系生命嘅粮。
He doesn't mean that we will not experience physical hunger and thirst。
唔系话我哋就唔会经历肉身嘅饥饿同埋嘅渴。
But he's telling them the spiritual reality concerning their souls。
但系佢就话俾佢哋听。关于他们灵魂的属灵的真实
that he will satisfy their spiritual needs in their lives.
他就是会满足他们生命里面属灵的需要
Now, the miraculous feedings that Jesus did with the 5,000 and 4,000.
咁耶稣系神迹般嘅喂养咗啲5,000人同埋4,000人
did satisfy their temporal needs.
系满足咗佢哋暂时嘅需要
But it was also to give them a to address a greater need.
但系亦都让佢哋去睇到一个更大嘅需要。
That Jesus was promising the a savior that would come and give them the gift of eternal life.
耶稣就系嗰位应许嘅救主，要俾佢要嚟到，要俾佢哋有永远嘅生命。
And so Jesus is telling the disciples in his presence they need not worry.
所以耶稣就系话俾门徒听喺佢里边，佢哋唔需要去担心。
They need not worry about their spiritual, their physical needs.
唔需要担心佢哋肉身嘅需要。
See Mark chapter 4.
马可福音第四章。
When we read before, when Jesus calmed the storms, when the disciples were in the boat and afraid for their lives of drowning.
就系当门徒喺个船上，佢哋好惊，因为有风浪嘅时候，耶稣系点样平静风浪
？In Mark chapter 4, it says, He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?"
耶稣对他们说，为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心么
？Jesus once again is telling them they need not worry.
耶稣就系再一次话俾你听，佢唔需要担心。
In his presence，
喺佢里边
，He is God。
喺佢嘅同在里边，因为佢系神。
And Jesus has promised never to leave us。
耶稣应许话永远唔会离弃我哋。
And he will always watch over us and protect us and provide for us。
佢永远都要看顾我哋、保护我哋、供应我哋。
And God's promises for all eternity。
神嘅应许系永恒嘅
，But it's not just for eternity。
但系唔系净系为咗永恒
，It's also for here and now。
亦都系从而家开始
，All the days of our life。
我哋一生嘅生命
，On this earth，
喺呢个地上嘅生命。
Let us keep our eyes upon Jesus。
让我哋注目耶稣
，Meaning for us to dwell upon， and to think upon， and meditate upon， and to talk about。And especially to worship Christ.
就是要我们去不断地去默想去敬拜基督
To worship and to know that He is Lord.
去敬拜知道认识祂是主
You know, one of the ways that we can see our eyes are upon Jesus or not.
那我有一个方法我们可以知道我们有没有注目耶稣
Is our heartfelt desire to learn and know more about Him.
就是我们的内心的渴望有没有说要去认识他更多
And so an easy self-examination
我们很容易的可以自己检查一下
Is to look at how we attend Sunday school
看看我们有没有去参加主日学
Sunday school that's designed to help you to learn and to know Christ better
主日学就是要帮助你去更多的认识基督。
It is a sad testimony.
这个是很伤心的一个见证。
Upon the state of our Sunday school.
是我们在面对我们现在的主日学的情况。
Well, we might say,
我们或者会讲
we have at best about 20% of the congregation attending.
我们都有大概20%的人参加。
That means 80% of us really don't desire to, to attend Sunday school.
咁即系话我哋80%嘅人都唔希望，都唔渴望去参加主日学。
And we might have all kinds of good excuses.
咁我哋可能有好多嘅藉口。
You know, I overslept.
我唔知醒。
Got a flat tire.
我个汽车爆胎。
You name it, you can find an excuse for it.
咁你可以揾到好多嘅藉口。
I mean, how many of us really think that our reasons are acceptable to Christ?
咁我哋有几多人系认为我哋嘅原因系基督可以接纳嘅咧
？You know, how many of our bosses would take our inability to ever come to work
when we're supposed to.
我哋有幾多人嘅老闆係可以接納我哋應該翻工嘅時候唔翻工咧？
You know, God calls the Christian to set their minds on those things above in heaven.
神呼召基督徒要將我哋嘅思想注目喺天上。
Where is our mindset?
咁我哋嘅思想係注目喺邊度咧？
Matthew chapter 6.
馬太福音六章。
Jesus says.
耶穌話。
Pray then like this.Maybe we can all recite this together.
或者我哋可以一齊咁樣講。耶穌話：你們禱告要這樣說。
Our Father,
我們在天上的父，願人都尊你的名為聖，願你的國降臨，願你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我們日用的飲食，今日賜給我們，免我們的債，如同我們免了人的債，不叫我們遇見試探，拯救我們脫離兇惡，因為國度、權柄、榮耀，全是你的，直到永遠。
Now, how many of us could recite the Lord's Prayer if that wasn't up there?
咁如果嗰度冇寫住咧，我哋有幾多人可以背得出咧？
Hopefully, we can.
希望我哋背到。
Because it is an important reminder to us.
因為呢個對我哋好重要嘅提醒。
For us to seek the advancement of the kingdom of God.
要我哋去尋求。
Before asking for all those things.
當我哋要尋求其他嘢嘅時候，我哋先要求神嘅國。
We need not ask for a sign from heaven.
我哋唔需要求从天上嚟嘅神迹。
Because we have already been given much more than a sign.
因为我哋所得到嘅神赐予嘅已比呢啲更多。
We have received the very seal of His grace.
我哋已经得到咗恩典嘅印记。
We have received Jesus Christ Himself.
我哋已经得到咗耶稣基督佢自己。
And as the Spirit of God dwells in the believer's heart,
就系当圣灵喺信徒嘅心里边居住。
If we have been satisfied with our Lord and Savior,
如果我哋喺我哋嘅主、我哋救主耶稣基督里边得到满足
，Let us learn to be content with whatever He has given to us, much or little.
让我哋可以满足佢所赐予我哋嘅，无论系有余或系缺乏。
Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content.I know how to be brought low and how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富。或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Paul is expressing what he has learned in Christ.
保罗就系表达佢喺基督里边学嘅功课。
To know that Christ has strengthened us.
知道。
To be able to do all things for His glory.
知道基督已经加俾我哋有力量，让我哋凡事都能做，系为咗佢嘅荣耀。
It's not out of our reach.
唔系我哋嘅外展。
That we will do all things to bring Him glory.
我哋要做啲乜嘢去带荣耀俾佢
？Let us spend a moment and reflect upon our relationship with our Christ, and that why we do not need any further signs.
让我哋去静默去思想我哋同我哋嘅基督嘅关系，我哋系咪唔再需要任何嘅神迹？
Thank you, O Lord.
主啊，我哋感谢你。
For giving us your Son.
将你嘅儿子赐俾我哋。
Lord, it is a gift far too precious.
主啊，呢个系何等宝贵嘅礼物。
That we dare accept from you.
求你帮助我哋去接纳。
Lord, for O Lord, we do not claim to be worthy of that gift.
其实我哋系唔配。得到呢份礼物。
But we thank you for it, Lord.
主啊，我哋感谢你。
For we can face the troubles of our lives.
我哋可以面对生命里边嘅困难。
Know you are with us.
知道你与我哋同在。
So we ask the Lord.
我主啊，我哋向你祈求。
Give us strength.
赐俾我哋力量。
Give us wisdom.
俾我哋有智慧。
That we may show forth Christ in our lives.
让我哋可以喺我哋嘅生命里边彰显基督。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. Let's continue our worship of our Lord.As we would all rise and sing our last hymn.
我哋继续嘅崇拜，请大家起立，我哋最后一首。